Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about creating abundance in our lives, and we're going to focus on a very special gift that has been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. As you listen to the broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today, we're going to bring forth the abundance of God. This is our divine birthright. You are not your fear-based, fragmented human ego. You are a magnificent son or daughter of God. And the divine truth is that you're one with all life, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. We've just forgotten that truth after we fell into the dense, discordant frequencies of separation and duality. So today, we're going to remember our divine birthright. As we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Ask your I Am presence, your true God reality, to unite your heart and mind with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. And with the I Am presence, the divinity within the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. Because we are one, and together as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the I Am presence of every person on earth to join with us today in alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to reestablish humanity's divine birthright of God's infinite abundance in our individual as well as our collective lives. During our special time together, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. And we begin. And we affirm from the depths of our I Am presence. I am invoking the golden light of God's abundance and eternal peace on behalf of myself and every person who is involved with establishing the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. I know through every fiber of my being that my Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven are accepting our service to the light as a special gift of love being given to God in appreciation for humanity's gift of life. Through every thought, word, action, or feeling, we have the opportunity to add to the light of the world a gift in appreciation for our gift of life. Expect and accept that my I Am presence is blessing all life and increasing 1,000 times 1,000-fold as the light of God returns to me and those who are selflessly assisting beloved Mother Earth. I know this activity of light is transpiring the highest good for all concerned right here and right now. Moment by moment and day by day, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is being made available to me through God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. I know that the universal law is, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be open. These attributes of God are manifesting in my life now as I ask and open to receive the infinite abundance of God. I revel in the buoyancy and elation of this newfound freedom as I open to God's abundance. The company of heaven is rejoicing with me as I reclaim this divine birthright and accept my eternal peace and the God supply of all good things daily and hourly in my life. Through all levels of divine consciousness, I now decree the eternally sustained manifestation of God, the infinite supply of every good thing I require to assist me in my service to life, is now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am, I am, I am. This eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require in my service to life, which is now permanently manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. In deep love and appreciation for my glorious gift of life, I consecrate my heart and soul to be the open door for the infinite archetypes of eternal peace and abundance which are flowing now into the mental and emotional strata of Earth through the patterns of perfection of the new Earth. These patterns are manifesting through me even as I call, and they are flowing into the lives and tangible use of all life evolving on this planet. I accept this God victoriously accomplished right here and right now through the presence of God, which I am. Beloved one, the divine gift from the realms of perfection that are being made available to all humanity during this cosmic moment of planetary transformation and rebirth into our new planetary cause of divine love must be magnetized into the physical plane through our I Am presence and not through our lower fear-based fragmented human ego. Our human egos are composed of a synthesis of all of the activities we have expressed through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies during our various earthly sojourns, literally hundreds of lifetimes. This part of our identity, this fragmented concept of a human ego, was created gradually as we experienced life through our limited physical senses and began accepting lack and limitation as part of our reality in this physical plane, due to our acceptance of separation and duality. Much of the poverty humanity has experienced is because we have perceived our lower human ego to be an intelligence apart from God. We have actually given this fragmented personality power and dominion by accepting and believing that this fragmented fear-based aspect of our personality is who we really are. We lost awareness of the fact that we are actually beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. As a result of forgetting that profound truth, we've bound ourselves in the distorted perception of extreme lack and limitation through fear. As long as we believe that we are separate from God, we will experience the painful conditions associated with poverty of all kinds. Only when we accept that we are beloved sons and daughters of God and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours, will we allow God's infinite abundance to once again tangibly flow into our lives. When we actually accept our I Am presence, our God self, as ourselves, and not just think of it as some separate self that we can occasionally call upon to help us, our lives will reflect an entirely new picture. we will begin truly manifesting the newly birthed fifth dimensional reality of the new earth. Instead of poverty, lack, and limitation, we will know and create lives of abundance and abounding joy. We are now being given the opportunity through divine intervention and the grace of God to quickly ascend up the spiral of evolution into these newly birthed fifth dimensional frequencies of individual and planetary transformation. Our I Am presence is one with the all-encompassing presence of our Father, Mother, God, all that is. This aspect of our divinity is continually prodding and prompting us onward to our highest potential. When we give our I Am presence dominion of our lives, we are lifted into octaves of awareness and understanding that enable us to clearly know all that our Father, Mother, God has is mine. This is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. This is the part of us, the true reality, which is actually created in God's image and contains the full divine potential of our Father, Mother, God. We recognize that prosperity is our natural state of being from this level of consciousness, and that abundance is our divine birthright, because this naturally flows from our Father, Mother, God. This is a gift from our Father, Mother, God that is available to every son and daughter of God right here and right now, not in some distant future time when we are again abiding in heaven, but while we are tangibly existing in the physical plane of earth, ascending into higher dimensions with the earth, and all life evolving upon her. When we accept our I Am presence as ourselves, then our lower human ego is lifted up and integrated into this radiant presence of light. When this occurs, we are able to function on earth as the children of God we truly are. We can't destroy our human ego. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate this fragmented part of our consciousness that was created through our fall from grace. But we absolutely have the ability to love this fragmented part of our personality into the light and to transform it into an aspect of its highest potential, blending it to become one with the full, complete presence of our God self. This integration is accomplished when we go within and establish a loving relationship with our I Am presence. At that moment, we realize that this aspect of our divinity is who we are. This is our true self. Then we understand that our I Am presence is one with our Father, Mother, God. And it is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. When this awakening takes place within us, we activate in our conscious mind the divine intelligence that has always known that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. This part of our personality, this God self, is a higher level of divine consciousness. And from this level of consciousness, we know through every fiber of our beings that the abundance of God is our divine birthright, and that we are one with all life on this planet. So consequently, the abundance of God is the divine birthright of all life on this planet. When we reunite with our I Am presence, divine energy flows in and through us. This divine energy is the fulfillment of every good and perfect thing. It is completely impersonal, and when it flows through our newly developed force field of I Am consciousness, Christ consciousness, it has no choice but to manifest perfection here and now. This is what is occurring within each of us as we are ascending up the spiral of evolution, becoming one with our I Am presence. Prosperity is then reclaimed as our natural state of being from this higher level of consciousness, expressing the full divine potential of each of us as a child of God. Because of the transformation that has taken place on the planet in the last few months since we have truly been birthed into a higher fifth-dimensional frequency of the new Earth, all is in readiness. So in order to participate in this divine activity of light, to draw forth the infinite abundance of God, let's join together in a consciousness of visualization. And we will join with the I Am presence of every person on the planet who is tuning in with us in consciousness today. Every man, woman, and child has been invoked into our mighty chalice of light by the I Am presence of each of us and by the entire company of heaven. Together, collectively, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now magnetize this visualization into the physical plane of Earth through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings this cosmic moment. These are the patterns of perfection from the newly birthed fifth-dimensional planetary cause of divine love, reverberating through the new Earth and our newly birthed renaissance of love that is now becoming part of humanity's earthly experience. To proceed, let's sit comfortably in our chairs with our arms and legs uncrossed, our spine as straight as possible, and our hands resting gently in our laps, with our palms facing upward, so we be an open conduit for the infinite abundance of God and the light of this gift from on high. Feel the deep inner glow of peace and well-being blazing out from the divinity of your heart. Experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm flowing through you from your I Am presence and the company of heaven. Accept now that you are the open door that no one can shut. Please follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I'm going to be stating this in the first person so that each of us will experience this activity of light tangibly and personally in our own lives, but know that we are one with all light. So simultaneously, we are invoking this light on behalf of every person evolving on this sweet earth. And we begin. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to perceive the still, small voice of my I Am presence pulsating within my heart flame. I am experiencing exquisite vibrations from this aspect of my own divinity, and my entire being is flooded with God's divine light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy. From this new level of awareness, I now know, as never before, beloved I Am presence, I am in you and you are in me. I am you. I am that I am. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for this blessed planet. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. Through this activation, I realize an initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. With great joy and elation, I step through the doorway into the multidimensional reality of the new Earth, which has recently been birthed in the physical plane of Earth. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that no longer serve my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect any trace of consciousness less than prosperity and the infinite abundance of God. I release any concept of lack and limitation of any kind. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning, and I accept it through every fiber of my being. I now know that I have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, and I do so easily and effortlessly. As this transformation occurs within my consciousness, within my heart and mind, the laws of God's infinite abundance are registering in my conscious mind. And I am experiencing now a new, higher level of integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am generous and giving. I am deliberately sharing my abundance with those in need. I joyously add to the light of the world through my wealth. I am divine truth, working perpetually through the highest good of all concerned. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. I am transforming my life and the world through the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace, which are now, daily and hourly, manifesting in the world of form through me with every breath I take. I realize that I am a child of God and that I deserve to be loved and forgiven for my past transgressions of the laws of prosperity. As God's abundance flows into my life, I experience a profound inner calm, patience, and silence as I accept this divine birthright. I am in the divine flow of my I Am presence. From this new higher level of consciousness, I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful that I have the opportunity now to choose abundance and eternal peace, which I accept moment by moment with deep humility and profound joy. The divine power to sustain abundance in my life is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity and only that which supports my highest good. I am now being lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these higher frequencies of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, higher frequencies than humanity and the earth have ever known. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance and eternal peace. Allow these new, higher frequencies, the golden radiance of God's abundance and eternal peace, flow through me into the world of form. I now accept that I am the hands of God, bringing the return of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace to all life on planet Earth. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane. I am now lifted up in consciousness even higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In a state of wonder and awe, I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth. I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light that radiates in the atmosphere of earth. And I know I am one with God. All of the light workers evolving on earth are joining with me now in consciousness in this octave of pure, abounding joy. I know I am one with every part of life. As one unified voice, together we send forth the clarion call out to the universe, invoking our illumined brothers and sisters from all realms of creation to come and help us now on Earth in our moment of planetary transformation into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. The cosmic tone of our unified voice reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings coming from the four cardinal points descending into the atmosphere of Earth. These august beings of light take their strategic positions above me and begin forming a tremendous circle of light as they stand shoulder to shoulder above the Earth. As one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of perfection, the beings of light breathe into their heart flames the golden ray of God's eternal peace and infinite abundance from the very core of creation, the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This resplendent golden light contains within its holy vibration every frequency of God's abundance. It is the most glorious, scintillating color of gold I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace into their heart flames, they become blazing golden suns of God's eternal light. Now, in perfect synchronicity, they breathe the golden light into the center of the circle. As the golden rays of light pour forth from their heart centers into the center of the circle, the rays begin to merge as the spokes on the wheel into a hub, forming a brilliant golden sun of light in the center of the circle. This sun is the divine matrix within which the cosmic force field of prosperity consciousness will now form. The beings of light magnetize the thought form for the force field of prosperity, which is held in the divine mind of God. the blueprint forms within the golden sun. It is a radiant, scintillating golden pyramid of light. And pulsating within its base is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, each heartbeat pulsating from the stamen of this precious flower, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth to bathe every particle of life evolving here in the glory and radiance of God's abundance and eternal peace. Unformed primal light substance is now magnetized into the etheric blueprint, and the golden pyramid of opulence and eternal peace is to be tangibly manifest within the sun above the earth. Its resplendent beauty pulsates continually in the atmosphere of Earth and will now be sustained through the unified efforts of the entire company of heaven until all life evolving on this planet is wholly ascended and free. Now the light workers on Earth prepare to be the open portals through which this divine gift of prosperity will manifest in the world of form. The flame of divinity, blazing in every heart flame, begins to expand to envelop the four earthly bodies of each awakened light worker. I experience a beautiful blue flame blazing through my left brain hemisphere and the left side of my body. This is the masculine polarity of God, qualified with divine will, power, and God's supreme authority. This blue plume is blazing through my heart center, my left brain hemisphere, and the left side of my body. I experience a beautiful pink flame now blazing through my right brain hemisphere and the right side of my body from the pink flame of pure divine love in my heart center. This is the feminine polarity of God, qualified with divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The masculine and feminine polarities of God are balanced within me, and they blaze into a magnificent violet flame of God's infinite perfection. As these flames merge into one magnificent flame, they birth within their center a sunshine yellow flame of God, which is qualified with divine wisdom, enlightenment, and illumination. This is birthed as the Son and Daughter of God, the Christ, divine illumined consciousness, wisdom, and enlightenment. I am now enveloped in this victorious threefold flame, and I am my I Am presence. From this consciousness of divinity, I magnetize into my heart center a golden ray of light from the tremendous pyramid of prosperity and eternal peace that is pulsating in the atmosphere above the earth. As the ray of light merges with the threefold flame in my heart, a miniature replica of the golden pyramid with a white lotus blossom blazing in the base of this pyramid is formed. This is connected through this ray of light to the magnificent pyramid, the force field of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace above the atmosphere of Earth, and it magnetizes into my heart the momentum of God's full abundance and peace. This pyramid in my heart creates a magnetic force field that enables me to draw abundance and eternal peace from the pyramid into the pyramid in my heart and breathe it into the physical world of form to manifest in my everyday life experiences. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I pierce into the golden pyramid of light, and I absorb the golden light of opulence and God's eternal peace, pulsating from the lotus blossom. And as I exhale, a cascading fountain of golden light pours through the pyramid in my heart plane into the physical plane of Earth. This sacred light of God's abundance and peace floods the planet and flows into the hands of every light worker, every activity of light, every conscious person on the planet who will in any way, shape, or form use this gift of prosperity and peace to improve the quality of life on planet Earth. Through this gift, the substance of money becomes tangibly available and flows continually into the hands and use of every person, every organization, every activity, every government that is receiving the ideas from the divine mind of God to restore the planet to her divine heritage, which is heaven on earth, the patterns of perfection from the newly birthed fifth dimensional planet. The money flows easily and effortlessly into the tangible use of all on the planet who are operating from a consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life. As the golden light of prosperity reaches its furthest destination in the world of form, flooding every particle of life with financial sustenance, it begins its return journey back to the source. First, it flows back into my heart flame, which sent it forth. As this sacred light flows back into my heart, it brings with it the infinite flow of money and the God supply of all good things. My life now reflects the gift of permanent financial freedom. From this moment forth, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. The divine law of ask and you shall receive is instantly manifest in my life. I feel the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom, and the entire company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of abundance. Through prosperity consciousness, I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am, I am, I am the eternally sustained manifestation of the God supply of all good things, money, and everything I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. It is done, and so it is. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body as I realize that I am the open door. I am my I Am presence. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being, and I abide at once in both the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light in the physical world of form and all dimensions of perfection throughout infinity. With my every breath, I am continually an open portal for the full magnitude of the sacred gifts of prosperity to pour into the everyday lives of all awakened lightworkers and all activities of light on the planet. I realize that each time I invoke the infinite abundance of God into my life, these sacred gifts of prosperity will build in momentum and effectiveness. Moment by moment, the transformation will occur, and the new archetypes from the newly birthed earth of God's abundance and eternal peace are expanded for all life. Humanity is now being embraced within the divine understanding of reverence, mutual respect, and a higher consciousness of this oneness, our new planetary cause of divine love, and the newly birthed renaissance of love. Humanity is now hearing with new ears and seeing with new eyes, which allows us to always seek the highest good for all concerned in all of our daily activities, with every thought, word, action, or feeling we express. We are now consciously, deliberately, and tangibly adding to the light of the world. Divine love is here and now the order of the new day on planet Earth, and I consecrate my life to be the open door for God's abundance and eternal peace, the hands of God in the world of form, the infinite expansion of light. With this consecration, my Father, Mother, God, respond and invest me with a higher ability to serve life on this planet. The golden rays of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God now flow through the cup of my consciousness in ever-increasing frequencies. They flow through me into the heart of every evolving soul. This golden light is pulsating with frequencies of the fifth dimension from the new earth, frequencies beyond anything humanity has ever been able to experience or receive. Contained within the essence of this flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. And contained within the essence of God's infinite abundance is the flame of eternal peace. I breathe in deeply and I become one with this golden light as I enter the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. As I enter this sacred space on the holy breath, I am open and receptive to the impulses pouring forth from the heart and mind of God. I realize that the hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my Father, Mother, God for the divinity that is pulsating within my heart flame to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My God Self rejoices in this divine edict and will now give me every possible assistance in manifesting the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God on earth. I am a keeper of the flame of eternal peace and abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. My earthly bodies are now brought into perfect balance, and the latent powers that are encoded within my heart flame are being released. The abilities I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating heaven on earth are now brought into a balanced state of true mastery within me. The immortal, victorious, threefold flame within my heart is beginning to expand and expand. The blue flame of divine power and will empowers this golden flame of eternal peace and abundance that is flowing through the pyramid in my heart and in the hearts of all humanity. The sunshine yellow flame of wisdom and illumination enlightens every mind to the divine truth that this golden radiance of eternal peace and the limitless abundance of God are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. The pink flame of divine love and adoration blazing within my heart directs this golden flame of eternal peace and abundance through the pyramid within every heart flame with greater and greater intensity and floods the earth with this divine essence moment by moment from this moment forth with every breath we take to bless all life and all is well. I realize these are days of great acceleration. And due to the influx of divine consciousness that has been flooding the earth since the shift of the ages, the vibratory action of every facet of life is being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. The golden flame of eternal peace and abundance that is now pouring through my heart flame and the heart flames of all of humanity will assist each of us in balancing this energy as we progress through this process. This gift allows me and all life to experience the bliss and joy of this glorious activity of light involving Earth's ascension into greater levels of perfection. I am now reaching into the new octave of my godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes become blazing rays of light through which the light of God blesses all life. My hands become mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips become the instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters the world to love and serve all life. I now realize and accept my unlimited ability to do whatever I desire in order to establish and expand God's perfection in my world and in the worlds of all humanity. Through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am a mighty balancing activity of light, pulsating in, through, and around every electron of life on earth. In the name of the infinite presence of God, I am. I now call to my God presence and the God presence of all humanity. And as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy vibration and consciousness of pure divine love, I affirm, I am my I am presence, enfolding the peace and abundance of God in, through, and around every particle of life. I am an eternal son of God's golden peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by holy grace. with the security of this magnificent expansion of God's infinite light, I gently return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I gently move my finger and toes, realizing that I am assimilating this energy now with every breath I take. Now, precious hearts, in closing our special time together today, I'd like to thank you all for the loving support you are giving to me and the work that our nonprofit organization is doing through the New Age study of humanity's purpose. Many of you have asked how you can support our work in spreading the message of the Company of Heaven to the masses of humanity. Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization. And our heart commitment at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose is to make this information from on high readily available to anyone who's seeking answers without a single soul having to be limited by a financial obligation. So we offer free seminars throughout the United States, and we've posted free webinars on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. We also send out free monthly email newsletters containing current information from the Company of Heaven, and anyone can receive those by signing up on our website. We produce this free weekly online radio program that can be accessed from all over the world, and we post the archives on our website for free that you can listen to at any time after the broadcast is aired. We produce free global meditations on YouTube, and we post information on Facebook, which can also both be accessed from our website. And we participate in free teleconferences around the world. We also network with hundreds of thousands of people and organizations around the world through our website and the Internet. But this is truly a joint effort involving you and me and every other awakening person on the planet. We each have an important part to play in this unfolding divine plan. And whether we are receiving and sharing the information from the realms of truth ourselves, or we are financially and emotionally supporting those who do, our service is critical to the success of the unfolding divine plan. And no person's part of the plan is any more important than any other person's part of the plan. Please know that you, precious one, are an intricate part of this holy endeavor. Your loving financial support will help make the expansion of our work possible, and for that we are eternally grateful. Remember, since we are a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization, your donations are tax deductible. Words can't express the gratitude that we at the New Age Study have for those generous financial gifts that we have been receiving from lightworkers like you all over the world. And we are also committed to holding the sacred space for you and for all lightworkers to attain your financial freedom. So with every donation we receive, we place it on our altar of love, and we energize that money with the golden flame of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. We invoke our Father, Mother, God, and the entire Company of Heaven to accept these precious gifts of love, and we ask that the money be expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold on its return to the person that has given the donation. We also invoke the violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, any trace of poverty consciousness that may be preventing the light workers from attaining their financial freedom. We're honored and blessed to be able to help you attain your financial freedom as well. If you are interested in making a donation to support this work, you can do so from our secure donation link on our website. And once again, that's eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. Please expand the light of God and your own abundance throughout this week. Join with us again next week as we continue to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.